Voters in Georgia went back to the polls on Tuesday, this time to cast their ballots in a runoff election for Secretary of State. Republican Brad Raffensperger won the runoff with 52% of the votes. The election received national attention after a highly contentious governor's race between Republican Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams. Raffensperger will be taking over the position held by Kemp, whose tenure as Secretary of State was defined by widespread voter purges. That was a policy that supporters of Stacey Abrams say was used to disenfranchise people of color in the state. Raffensperger will now be tasked with overhauling the state's voting system as the 2020 election approaches. Here to help us understand Tuesday's runoff election is Bill Nygut, executive producer and host of Political Rewind on Georgia Public Broadcasting. Hi, Bill.
It's great to be with you.
Thanks so much. So tell us, what was Raffensperger's campaign really all about?
That's a very good question, because Raffensperger's campaign was marked by his remaining incredibly low key. He did not participate in the only debate that was scheduled by an organization called the Atlanta Press Club. He chose not to participate. He claimed that there was poor communication by the press club and that he had other events scheduled. But it also was in keeping with a very low key campaign he ran in general. And I think the reason for that was Republicans in this state always do a better job turning out voters for runoffs. And I think the Raffensperger folks felt that they stood a good chance to win this thing, and that his getting a lot of attention wasn't necessarily in their best interest. But very simply, there are a couple things that are important here. One, of course, as you pointed out, issues and concerns about the way the vote has been handled in Georgia for years rose to enormous prominence, not just here in Georgia, but nationally throughout the midterm election cycle. And so you would imagine that an election for the person who is going to continue the process of overseeing elections might draw a big, big turnout. It didn't. We think at this point, maybe 20% of the voters came to the polls.
And what do you attribute the low turnout to? I'm just thinking, given how much attention Kemp's has gotten and the state has gotten recently, I would imagine that this was an issue that's very important for folks in Georgia. So what do you attribute to that?
I think that there is a sense that this was a long campaign to begin with, across the board, all the races that were on the ballot here in Georgia. It was a nasty election across the board, and I do think that voter fatigue has a lot to do with it. Then there's one other interesting aspect of this. In the weeks following the election itself, you'll recall that the Stacey Abrams campaign took a long time in saying she would not win the race, that Kemp was going to be the governor. They challenged any number of ballots that they felt weren't counted properly. And so for a good 10 days after the election, the focus of attention was on her and her campaign, not on the runoff election for Secretary of State.
Also, the focus of a lot of this campaign was voter fraud. That was a major issue during the race. Has there been any evidence of that, or has that issue reappeared?
No, the Abrams campaign in its new form has filed a federal lawsuit in which they are looking for information that they hope will get to the bottom of whether there was fraud in this election, whether the machinery or the processes that are used in the state of Georgia tend to suppress votes by minority voters. So we're going to watch how all of that plays out in the weeks and months and perhaps even years ahead.
And we know that this was a widespread concern over voter suppression, as you just mentioned, particularly among supporters of Stacey Abrams. How much will Raffensperger actually address some of these issues going forward? I mean, is there a crisis of confidence in how Georgia's election system works?
Yes, I think a great many people there are. And when you ask what were the differences between the two candidates, the Democrat John Barrow and Raffensperger, one of the most important ones was that Raffensperger believes that the voter purges, which took place under Secretary of State Brian Kemp, are perfectly appropriate and, in fact, follow the letter of the law, despite the fact that they seem to disenfranchise any number of people who are not given a sound opportunity, according to critics, to reinstate themselves on the rolls. Raffensperger says he believes we do need to continue purges of that sort. The Democrat, Barrow, would have, in fact, looked at that issue much more carefully and said that he would conduct the legal and necessary purges in a much more cautious way.
Bill, we're talking about over a million voters, though, who were taken off the rolls during Brian Kemp's tenure. I mean, are all of those folks justifiably... Have they been justifiably removed? That seems like a lot of people.
It is a huge number of people. And again, what we need is to see more evidence and more investigation of how those purges took place. It is certainly true that under federal law, states are required to look at their voter rolls and to eliminate people who may have died since the previous election, who may be felons, who are not eligible to vote, and a variety of other circumstances that legitimately take people off the rolls. But the process also includes a notification mechanism where if you're removed from the rolls, you're supposed to get notification and have an opportunity to prove that you should be reinstated. There are questions as to whether that process has ever been carried out in a particularly robust way here in Georgia.
We've got about a minute left. How do you expect these folks to really shape Georgia politics moving forward?
Well, it looks to me as though we're going to see business as usual at the Secretary of State's office, with one exception. There's been enormous concern here about the machines on which Georgians vote, electronic machines that still use a version of Microsoft Windows. It is no longer even supported by the company. They want a paper trail. Georgia is one of the few states that doesn't leave a paper trail after you vote electronically. And a commission, bipartisan commission, is now looking at how to purchase new machines that will, in fact, at least leave a paper trail. That's one of the big issues that both parties seem to be willing to work on. But the rest of the mechanisms in the Secretary of State's office are not likely to change much if we're to believe Raffensperger's whole campaign.
Bill Nygut is the executive producer and host of Political Rewind on Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks again, Bill.
Thank you.